Well, hello, my musical friends. Madeline Harve here, and thank you for checking out this video. Alright, today's video we're going to be talking about how to develop and strengthen your head voice. I hope that by the end of today's video, you'll have a better understanding of and greater access to this huge part of your voice. So, if you like today's video, please be sure to give it a thumbs up or click the subscribe button below because I would love to see you here more often. So let's go ahead and get started. It's really tricky as a register, and I find that that's because it tends to exist beyond or above natural grounded feeling in our natural speech that we're so accustomed to. You know, chest voice is easier in this way because it feels familiar, it feels safe, it feels stable. Not so much with head voice. It lifts above that feeling, and it tends to be harder to control, harder to hold on to. So you can imagine that this is really frustrating for a lot of singers. An underdeveloped head voice does have a tendency of showcasing, you know, vocal weaknesses. If there's any inconsistencies in our tone, if there's any wobbles or breaks, or if we get nervous, it's gonna kind of show a little bit more in head voice than it necessarily would in chest voice. So singers, they tend to freak out, to have nightmares about head voice because they don't want this to happen. Oftentimes, they counter this by developing certain compensations, such as tension, gripping, or just downright avoiding head voice altogether. And I don't want you to do that, because head voice is really important, whole other half. It is literally the release of the entire voice. So it's uber, uber important, which is why I put together this video today. Three ways that you can develop and strengthen your head voice, not only to give you greater access to song choices, but also to alleviate any frustration that you may be feeling with that part of your voice. So let's go ahead and talk about them. What are they? Number one is activating the space in the face. And this is the most crucial aspect to head voice because it resonates. Head voice resonates above the mouth in the nasal cavity, in the head and nasal cavities, which is above our top. And that's where that feeling sorts of change because our nose becomes the dominant register. And in order to maximize the vibrations of head voice, we have to filter our singing into this resonating system. We have to feed these vibrations into the system easily, effortlessly. And we've got to do so with focus of tone. And that's where things tend to go awry, a lot of singers. So if you feel that your head voice feels unstable, it's because the focus or the resonance isn't as. So if I go, the tone is falling backwards and it's becoming unfocused. So what we need to do is focus the tone forward. If you feel that the resonating system is not open at all, the resulting sound is going to be a shrill, labored sound. So like, shrill sound. So the biggest thing that we need to do is activate this system. So I want you to close your mouth and bring a lot of aliveness into your eyes, a lot of energy, really excitement into your eyes. And take in a breath, a nice easy breath, and stretch your nose like you're yawning up inside of your nose, activating the space. Good. Now we're gonna hold this sensation as we aim our sound up into our nose. Keeping the mouth closed, we're gonna act like we just ate something good. So we're gonna go, go ahead and try that. Could you feel how the resonance went right up into the nose? Good. Now you're more than welcome to continue like you ate something good, or you can also try a series of siren sounds like this. Go ahead and try that. Could you feel the emphasis being the air going into the nose? Excellent, excellent, excellent. Now you want to set aside some time to practice just this. We need to create it as a foundational habit, just kind of getting familiar with it. Keeping the mouth closed is an excellent way to do that because the mouth tends to compete with the nose as a resonating system, but with the mouth closed, It's not open, right? It's not active. So we're emphasizing the nose as a resonating system. And keep doing your sirens, sending your breath up into your nose until it feels really familiar to you. Then you're just going to drop the mouth a little bit, keeping that balance lifted. So if I go, we're just aiming it up inside of the nose and then dropping the mouth to kind of integrate both of our resonating systems. That makes sense? But remember, you're going to want to keep this space, this feeling of activating that space as active in your experience as you possibly can. Don't worry about how you look. Your sound is going to be incredible the more that you feel that space is nice and open and set aside that time to do that, to explore your space acoustically. Very good. So moving on, number two is lifting the soft.
What's the best kept secret to becoming a great singer?
And this is a wonderful way to add focus and clarity into your head voice. And an excellent way to feel this is simply to smile and like hold back a laugh. Do you feel that your soft palate has lifted and your throat's kind of opened right behind your back top teeth? Good. And this, just like, you know, activating the space, you want to feel this experience as you can. And a great way to play with this is just to sort of tap, almost like you're laughing. And then just play with some sound that way. But remember, keep that sensation of lift as active in your experience as you can. You do not need an elaborate exercise to do this. Just vary pitches, play with sounds. And when you go to sing a song, you're going to see how it kind of parallels. It goes right into the song very easily by feeling that lifted feeling. So let's try a couple of sirens together right now. Let's go. If that's annoying, but really don't be afraid to be absurd. Really feel that lift. Try this with me now. You feel it's so much easier to focus that tone forward when there's a little bit of lift. Good. Now let me demonstrate just a neutral soft palate so you can hear the difference. If I go neutral, fine, but it's not enough, right? It's not enough. So by lifting it, we give a little bit more oomph in our sound, a little bit more clarity. So we go, you can feel that lift going on back there. So I encourage you to play. Same thing with sirens. You can do that here as well. Let's go ahead and try that together. Lift, hold it back that left. Good. Are you feeling how much more presence in your sound is there? Good. Moving on, number three is chord closure. And this is a wonderful way to add crispness and vitality to your sound. But it is kind of a finishing touch. And we save this one for last because we need the tone to be established first by aiming the sound into the head. And now that we're getting into this finishing touch, we're going to add a little bit of chord closure, which again will bring that vitality and that crispness into your sound. Not Christmas. Good. And a good way to initiate chord closure is to kind of think that you're going to be like a monkey, like a grunt, like a monkey, or like a grunt, like a baby. So if I go, can you hear that chord closure? Good. So then you'll play with a varying degree of pitches. So if I go, good. So it's just kind of grunt. If I put this into an exercise, let me see. I go, I'm doing a little bit of, which brings those chords together, adding that crispness into the sound. That way you don't have to work so hard. Here's my disclaimer. I encourage you to go for balance above all things. Once you bring those chords together, it's gonna be so easy and so wonderful to feel your head voice. And I know how tempting it is just to go overcompensating, go super loud with all that power and all that weight. But I really encourage you to, again, establish foundational habits, go for the clarity, go for the ease, and then start adding a little bit of substance to it by adding more airflow, more musculature, more airflow. But try not to go for it right away. Build that familiarity with it, and just like the lifting of the soft palate, a good way to feel this is in little taps. So go short, short, long, like, and that will really help you feel that chord closure as it balances with the resonating system and the lifting of the soft palate. Cool, cool. So there you have it, guys. Three ways to develop and strengthen your head voice: activating the space in your face, lifting the soft palate, and chord closure. Can you see how they're a layered experience, one at a time? Really, really go for it in that order. Okay, and if you have any questions, please feel free to leave it in the comments portion of this video. I really hope that you liked this video. If you did, please give it a thumbs up or click the subscribe button below.